Terry, another skip it or stream it, Baby Reindeer.
That's right. Now streaming on Netflix and number one in a lot of countries right now. Everybody's talking about it.
Wasn't 100% on Rotten Tomatoes
and
as well?
And 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, when I first got given the recommendation to watch it, it's a series. I was like, what, Baby Reindeer? That ends up being the endearing nickname gives the stalkee, I suppose, in the movie.
You know, it's the first thing I thought of is we were only 8 minutes into it when he starts talking about her laugh. Is there's a very fine line between stalking and not stalking. You know, right. If you're interested in the person, it's not stalking.
Then it's a relationship.
Yeah.
But when it's unrequited love, now you're stalking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he realized something was going on because she had some tall tales as soon as she walked in the bar. So basically what happens is it's a woman who claims she's a lawyer. She comes into a bar and she's always like, got all kinds of time on her hands.
But can never afford,
even a drink.
Like a cup of tea or a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So he buys it for her the first time. They start a friendship and then she comes in every day, but she spends like all day at the bar talking to him.
He starts questioning things and the texts he gets from her come from an iPhone, but he notices she doesn't have an iPhone. Just all these little things he's picking up on.
Exactly. And he's an aspiring comedian working as a bartender. The character's name is Donnie Dunn, played by actor Richard Gadd, who not only plays the lead character but actually experienced this. It's a true story of him being stalked by somebody for, get this, over 5 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah,
I've only seen the first episode.
In the movie it was only a couple of years, so he did change some details,
right?
But the story was his true story of being stalked by a woman, an older woman.
You know, you're hitting on something I had observed about the series. It's a very compelling series. It's almost like it's drawing you in like a stalker would do. You know,
and most people I know binged it like they were stalking.
Stalking the series.
Yeah.
Weren't you investigating the past history of the series and who it was associated with and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, and I read he actually has done a really good job of concealing and hiding who his stalker was. Her character's name was Martha, and it was played by Jessica Gunning so well. But he said she won't probably even recognize herself.
Are you serious? So the details weren't accurate.
The details were there, but they were twisted in a way that she wouldn't even, because he said he felt sorry for her at the end of the day.
That's right. Well, what I noticed, I mentioned to you off air, is that when someone's stalking someone else and you're watching this story unfold, there's a little bit of reality in there with everyone as far as how they're attracted to someone. It's only the stalkers take it to an extreme, you know?
Right.
So we all kind of head down that road.
So
the way we're typing
sending
to people
someone
and whatever.
One email, she sends him 80 in a day.
Yeah.
And that's where it becomes an obsession.
And because he's lonely, he starts to find himself weirdly drawn in too. The scene with the laughter is the one that illustrated that the best. Check this out.
I began to love her laugh, obsessed with it, do everything I could to eke it out of her. It was casual.
Yeah,
it was harmless. It was becoming a joke around the bar.
Oi, Donnie, how are you going to introduce us to your girlfriend?
Yeah, see, so he's starting to get made fun of by his friends who realize what's going on, but he doesn't see it. You know, he's
not
slowly
yet
getting drawn in and hooked and realized he's spending more time reading emails and checking out her Facebook page and all that stuff.
The thing is, when he finally realizes it's getting to the point where she's following him, she's sitting in his bar all day, she's obsessed with him, talking about what their kids will be like and everything else. He does go to the police and they don't take it seriously because it's a female stalker.
Mm-hmm.
I think, sadly, if it was the other way around, they would have taken it a lot more seriously. But she was quite dangerous. And you'll see as the story unfolds, there were times where he was actually scared for his life. And she did a lot of things to people around him to kind of try to destroy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So stalkers, it doesn't matter, male or female, can be very, very dangerous. So it should be taken seriously.
Absolutely. Can we talk for a second, too, about how great she
Jessica Gunning
portrayed that stalkerish role? Oh, my goodness.
Because there was many layers to it. It wasn't
she
didn't just come across as somebody with stalker issues. You could see there was so many levels, like layers to her.
Of course.
So very well acted, yeah.
Well, here's an example at the end of the first episode, which is the one I saw. And the voice she puts on, you're just like, oof.
Is this you asking me for my skin suit?
Oh, yes. I'd wear you like a onesie. Oh, my God.
She's like zipping him up.
Oh, my goodness. I've got
doing
chills.
This too. Like she's running his fingers up his chest. Running her fingers. And that laugh.
Yeah, God, they were talking about what would your superpowers be, and she would be like, I wish I could actually live inside somebody else.
Unzip them from the chin down to the navel, she said.
And crawl inside. And wear you like a onesie. I'll never forget that line.
With a couple of biscuits she wanted to munch on, remember?
You know what? 100% stream it. It's binge-worthy.
Yes.
It's a real story. It's acted out well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away to the end, but you got to watch it right to the very end because I think it'll shock you.
Well, it's already shocked me, and I've only seen one episode. I also say stream it. It is Baby Reindeer, now on Netflix.